My name is Jillian Lacerna, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools School Board. I'm running so that I can put students first, ask informed questions, and seek out data-based decision-making as a board. I'm running to continue my ongoing fight for equity in the school system, which I began as an educator 20 years ago. I'm also running because I believe that in servant community leadership, and I'd like to bring that with me into a board role. My past in the district is I was a teacher in the district in 2008, 2009. I worked there part-time. Over the past 10 years, I've served as an administrative intern, an assistant principal, and for the past 6 years, I was principal at Carrboro Elementary School. And in those administrative leadership roles, I always tried to address leadership and decision-making as a community. So ensuring that every parent in my school had a voice in decisions we were making and that staff had a voice in decisions we were making. I believe that as a leader, you serve the community. You represent them, whether you're in a principal role or you're a board member for the school district. And so continuing that servant leadership as a board member is really important for my vision of leadership in the district. I think accessibility is really important for the community to have access to board members. So thinking of creative ways to offer those opportunities to the community, such as regular office hours, coffee with board members on an ongoing regular schedule, ensuring that I'm listening to public comment, reading and responding to voicemails and emails and ensuring communication, but being present in the community, but also creating organized opportunities for an exchange of ideas. So before you go into those board meetings, having your pulse on where's the community at, and then taking all of those ideas and then making the decisions for the students, and ultimately always ensuring that students are first in every decision that's made. My experience in the district has been that equity has been at the forefront of our discussions for a really long time. I look back at board meetings from years ago where no current board members are on the board, and those discussions were happening a very long time ago. I think that what I'd like to do is work with the board that is elected, if I were fortunate to have a seat, to continue creating additional opportunities for dialogue, but also for action. So having an activist board that's really pushing for action to take place in the school district to try to address what we've been talking about for so long. Two things I think that's really important to think about and that's important to me as a candidate is recruitment and retention of stellar, diverse teaching candidates. The number one impact on student achievement is the teacher that they have. And so I think that recruitment, hiring of a diverse, well-trained teaching force is the most important thing we can continue working on. And I also think that we need to retain that staff. And I think professional development is key in that. So what are we offering teachers as they continue to grow in their careers? And what professional development are we offering that is most impactful for students? So as a board member, professional development, retention, and recruitment of teachers is really important. I have been in the school district, and so I have 10 years of knowledge of what we've been doing as a district, what initiatives have we rolled out over the last 10 years, how effective have those initiatives been? And so I think that I am very informed about the internal workings and goals that we've set, ranging from the district strategic plan to on the ground, what has this looked like rolling out in classrooms? And I think that I would bring that knowledge with me to the board as we continue to think about how to move forward as a district.